Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scriptures verse by verse. Thank you for spending your January of 2019 with me. It's a privilege, honestly, a super privilege to be able to pray for you every day of this year. I'm so grateful that God has prompted me to do this, and also want to do just a little shout out, a little testimony about how this podcast came about. I was at this time of year, actually last year, with my mastermind group, which is a group of Christian authors who help each other. And as we were talking, they came up with this idea and they said, you should do a podcast based on your book, Jesus Every Day, where you pray for people every single day. And I said, that's crazy. I'm not going to do that. That's a lot of work. And as I prayed about it and thought about it, I thought, you know, that's perfect. I love to pray for people. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And so I really owe them a word of gratitude for coming up with the idea, and that the Spirit would have dropped it into community, which just goes to show how important community is. Today we are finishing up 1 Timothy, and we're in chapter 6, verses 17 through 21, and we're in the Phillips translation of the Bible. It says this, "Tell those who are rich in this present world not to be contemptuous of others, and not to rest the weight of their confidence on the transitory power of wealth, but on the living God who generously gives to us everything for our enjoyment. Tell them to do good, to be rich in kindly actions, to be ready to give to others, and to sympathize with those in distress. Their security should be invested in the life to come, so that they may be sure of holding a share in the life which is permanent. O Timothy, guard most carefully your divine commission. Avoid the godless mixture of contradictory notions which is falsely known as knowledge. Some have followed it and lost their faith. Grace be with you, Paul." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you again for the practicality of Paul's words to Timothy. And thank you for these just powerful words at the end of the letter. It's like he has one more thing. He's like, one last thing. Remember that wealth is transitory, but that as you live your life and invest your life in the kingdom of the living God, he's going to supply your need. And as we are rich in kindly actions and able to give and longing to give and sympathizing and empathizing with those in distress, this is part of our work that is eternal. We are going to be holding a share of the life which is permanent. So Lord, help us not to live for the transitory. Help us not to live for what could be a puff of smoke tomorrow, just go in the air as a vapor, but to live for that which is permanent. And I think, as I think about it, it's really worshiping you and loving others. And we just go back to those simple words of the Shema, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves is just the simple and simplicity of following you, Jesus. Sometimes we make it so complicated. Please forgive us for doing that. Help us instead today to worship you with abandon, that we would surrender to you, bow before you, get on our knees before you, ask for forgiveness, have that clean conscience that you so beautifully given us, revel in our status as children, adopted children of our Heavenly Father, that we should be in that place of security. I remember Tim Hansel wrote, if you are grabbing at other things, basically, he said, then you'll constantly be living on a false edge of security. He says, if your security is based on something that can be taken away from you, you're going to be living on that false edge. And so, Lord, help us not to live for the thing that can be taken away from us, but to live for you, your kingdom, and that which is permanent. Lord, help us to not take lightly this mantle of our divine commission. We have been commissioned by you. I think about the Great Commission, about going into all the world and making disciples. and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and that you promise you're going to be with us to the very end of the age. That is our divine commission, to share with others the great unfathomable riches of you. So Lord, help us to have that mindset today as we go throughout our day and our week. We love you. We need you. We want to worship you and live for that which lasts. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, we're going to approach our 1 year, as I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, and I would love for you to be a part of something really special. Go ahead and record your voice at marydemuth.com. There's a little microphone there, and if this podcast has been a blessing to you, just let me know, and I will add you onto the end of the February 1st podcast. I would love to have your voice. Please don't be afraid. It's going to be awesome, and it will be a part of a celebration of the greatness of God. Thanks so much.